High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net and the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper are pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 1-6 Pencrest Lions and your 6-1 Strathaven Panthers.
Pulling away is Schuler at the 30, and he will go 90 yards with his first touch of the season, Matt Schuler. He sees the rush coming, and they've got him wrapped up. Down he goes into the arms of Mason Green, his second sack in as many weeks.
Tonight's game is sponsored by the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods, published since 1893. Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Let's start tonight talking about trophies. For decades, the Strathaven football program was piling them up. Central League titles and district titles from 1996 through 2003s, and mix in a couple of big trophies they brought home from Hershey in 1999 and 2000 as Delaware County's first and second state champions. There have been a couple of Central League titles and a couple of district championships since then, but there's been one trophy that's passed back and forth up and down Route 252 here every year. So every season, whether the team's doing well or not so well in the standings, the kids from Pencrest and the kids from Strathaven will play for the Media Bowl trophy. Neighborhood rivals, as they are just a couple miles apart on Providence Road here. And so tonight, here we are with, in week eight now, the 1-6 Lions and the 6-1 Panthers looking to put that trophy on display tonight. The Panthers looking to keep it here in their own trophy case next door to George L. King Field since 2015. And Lions want to do something a little bit different and bring it home for the first time in 6 years. Good evening, everybody. Live from George L. King Field in Wallingford, we're here on the campus of Strathaven Middle School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play for tonight's presentation of the Media Bowl. And actually, we'll have a couple of halftime guests and another little celebration here as the 21st reunion, last year's reunion of the 2000 state championships, postponed due to last year's COVID circumstance. But glad to have some alumni in the stadium tonight. So over in the east end zone, a couple of tents out there. It smells awfully good, whatever they're catering down there. But the 2000 state champs are here to watch the game tonight, and we will celebrate them at the end of the first quarter and hear from a couple of them at halftime. So a couple of trophies to talk about tonight. And the Panthers, it looks like they probably can't quite pull home another Central League title as long as Garnet Valley has something to do with it over the next 3 weeks. Jags are favored to win each of the next 3 weeks and bring home their fourth straight Central League football title. But the Panthers still have a lot to play for in terms of the 5A playoff seeding and looking to make some noise for, and perhaps the first district title since 2010. But standing in their way tonight, you've got the 1-6 Pencrest Lions. And for that, they'll bring on Mike Mayer. And Mike, Pencrest, tough start to the season. They had a coaching change just a couple of weeks ago, but these kids are going to battle. We watched some film of them against Upper Darby last week. They put together a 19-play, 92-yard scoring drive. They run a version of that doesn't look unlike Garnet Valley's offense, which, of course, gave the Panthers fits a few weeks ago. So Panthers have to be ready tonight.
Panthers always have to be ready. First of all, when you have a 1-6 team, my goodness, if they can knock off the Panthers, if they can knock off Ridley or a Garnet Valley, I mean, they may not be able to accomplish anything else in their season, but that one win will last them literally a lifetime. We've certainly seen a couple of kind of tough years with Strathaven, And I can assure you than anybody of notoriety. I remember actually when I started following high school football, I think the Panthers were 2-7 or something and played Ridley at home, and I couldn't get to the game. And I picked up the newspaper in the morning, and I purposely didn't open it until I got on a plane. And I was lucky I didn't get arrested because I let out a yelp when I saw the Panthers had beaten Ridley. Totally unexpected. And I'm sure that team is probably the 96 team. Which just had a tough, tough year, and that was by far the highlight. So, you know, none of these kids are giving up. I mean, Harrington's having a tough year, Pancras having a tough year. You know, the Lower Marion is having a better year than they have in the past, but still a tough year. You know, these teams are looking to have their breakthrough. They're looking to walk into a field, and maybe somebody won't take them seriously, and they'll start to pull some magic out and win a game. So you got to be on your toes for that reason. And you got to be on your toes because you want the machine that you've created to work well. You want to be well-oiled. You want it to be disciplined. You want the blocking to go well. Everybody, you know, takes their blocking assignments seriously, the various running patterns and passing patterns. You know, so you treat it as a serious game because you have to, and never, ever underestimate your opponent because that can burn you big time.
And certainly in a neighborhood rivalry as well, any of these guys who maybe played youth football before middle school in pads, probably were playing for the Rose Tree Colts. And That is usually a mix of Strathaven and Pencrest kids who usually will post-game have some extra handshakes and hugs and so forth because these guys have been playing with and against each other for years. Panthers have made their way out onto the field. Brandon Miller carrying the American flag and bringing out his teammates in all black uniforms tonight with the silver helmets and white numerals on the front and back. Good festive atmosphere tonight. Again, fantastic weather. A little warmer than we're used to for mid-October. But, again, just not a raindrop in the sky and looking good tonight. Just want to say thanks to our listeners. If you're tuning in on WON New York, the Apple, glad to have you either live or on the archive. A couple of other big games tonight that we'd like to keep you posted on as best we can. We wrote did a little playoff projection this week, and one of the games of note for tonight that will probably have a pretty big impact on the seeding and moving forward in the next couple of weeks, Marple Newtown and Springfield should be a very good game, and especially notable in the 5A standings. Oxford at Ruston should be interesting in the 5A standings and have some impact there as well, along with Upper Marion and Phoenixville. Not sure if we'll get an update from up in the Pac-10 or not, but if we do, it'll be thanks to our friends up at the Pottstown Mercury and that readership area. So we'll say thanks to them in advance if we can get it, as the Lions have made their way over to the far sideline. Paul Graham in his second stint, this one an interim stint. He jumped in a couple weeks ago when Ryan Smith resigned. But Paul Graham was the head coach here from 2007 to 2010 and had to take it in another direction after that when he had two toddlers at home and just couldn't commit the time to it. But in that run, Pencrest had a nice little run, two straight playoff appearances in 2008 and 2009. That 2009 team was absolutely fantastic, a record-setting offense. Had first-round playoff exits in close games both of those years. But Coach Graham certainly knows what he's doing when it comes to coaching football and has a version I mentioned already, an offense that they've installed in the last couple weeks. It looks a lot like what Garnet Valley runs, kind of a veer option, run heavy, but when they mix in the pass, they usually go big. And they've got third-year starter at quarterback Nick Cello, a third-year receiver in Jimmy Cage, who can also double as a quarterback, who can make some noise in the passing game. A couple of guys out of the lineup for Pencrest tonight. Noah Reed, Carl Galantino, Connor Hilly, and Dominic DeLuca, all linemen out of the lineup tonight. So they are a little shorthanded. Speaking of shorthanded, captains are meeting at midfield, and for the Panthers, number 23, Matt Schuler, is in street clothes. He will not play tonight. He's joined by Brandon Miller, Nick Filios, and Chase Barlow. Captains for Pencrest include number 7, Jimmy Cage, number 8, Zach Puckett, number 79 is Connor McCamey, and 15, your quarterback, Nick Cello. Also out of the lineup, Anthony Crawford and Greg Belleville. I was half teasing, but you know, wanted to half cry when I looked over to the sideline before the game and said, boy, that's one heck of a backfield with Ethan Belleville, Anthony Crawford, and Matt Schuler. You know, if you talked to us last January, say, yeah, it's probably your starting backfield next year, and you're mixing in Chase Barlow. Well, now all three of those guys are out, so we'll see Barlow, Bobby Fuskus, and Austin Connor in the backfield joining Sam Milligan, and see how the Panthers can adjust to those injuries. But back in the lineup for the first time since the first series of the first game, Ben Fireball back in action. So he'll be on the defensive line and maybe see him at left tackle here and there as well. So Panthers get one step forward, one step back with some guys back.
Get as healthy as you can before the playoffs. That's the important thing.
Absolutely. So Panthers will receive the opening kickoff, and we'll come back for that opening kickoff and the tail end of the national anthem in just a few moments. Glad you're listening, either live or on the archive. Be back in a moment right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler, for sending it back, and thank you to the Strathaven Marching Unit, the 12th man banging out the Star-Spangled Banner tonight here at George L. King Field. And again, just a festive atmosphere as we look off to our right tonight as the 2000 state champs are here in attendance, and hoping to talk to a few of those guys at halftime, and we'll hear from Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman, who are here, of course, helping with the stats and spotting. Thanks in advance to them, and thanks to Pat Clancy, of course, for getting us set up here at George L. King Field. We'll be back here one more time in the regular season next Friday, then on the road at Radnor, which is at Harriton.
Right.
And then the hope is, if all goes well in the next 3 weeks, the Panthers could be lining them up themselves up for two or three playoff home games. So we'll see how things go if as long as they keep on the right side of the scoreboard here. So, Lions ready to get it going here. Looks like Brennan Kaut will tee it up and kick it away. He has it teed over at the far hash. And standing deep to return, Chase Barlow. He is flanked by Austin Connor and Chase Nangle over on the far sideline. All right, here we go. Kaut approaches, and week eight is underway. Line drive kick. It's going to come to, is that Sutherland? That's Sutherland, who's going to bang his way across the 30, out to the 34-yard line, and the Panthers will start right there. All right, Sam Milligan's your quarterback. Fullback is Bobby Fuskus. Chase Barlow and Austin Connor join him in the backfield. Mason Green and Nate Perlman are your tight ends. The center is Jack Beck. Nick Filios and Ethan Barrar are your guards. Jake Millett and Aiden Williams are your tackles. We may see Ben Farabaugh in there as well. And when they use a split end, it'll be Chase Nangle or Aiden Sutherland. All right, here we go. Panthers ready to rock and roll from their 33-yard line, moving left to right. Milligan under center, wing T behind him, and two tight ends in front of him. On first and 10 from the 33. Give is to Fuskus, straight ahead, and lots of room across the 45-50. Fuskus in a foot race, and he'll be dragged down by number 11, a touchdown-saving tackle, Daniel Dada, but all the way to the 35-yard line goes Fuskus. Give him 32 on his first touch. Not a bad start right there.
No, and one of the things I was going to say, we kind of ran out of time, is, you know, we may have changed out the backfield, but the guys are still blocking, and as long as they make the holes, you know, you get dramatic breakouts like that because there was nobody in the backfield.
We'll get to the Pencrest defense in a moment here. First and 10 at the Pencrest 35. Split end to the left to Sutherland. The give is to Austin Connor. He'll bang his way off the right side for a couple. Down to the 31 he goes for maybe three or four. Second down and six upcoming. The defense for the Lions tonight, nose guard is Jerry Coy. Defensive tackles, A.J. Walters and Connor McCamey. Brennan Kaut and Matt Ferrier are your outside backers. Inside is Liam Stauffer and Zach Puckett. Corners, Jimmy Cage and Liam Gilmore. Macy Mack Greenlaw as well. Daniel Dada and Sean O'Donnell are your safeties. Second down and six after Connor went for four. Back to pass, firing to the outside on second and six. Incomplete. Milligan looking for Sutherland in the flat and fires it high.
Yep, brings Sutherland up third, was wide open.
Third down and six. So Sam would like to have that one back and maybe trying to shake the rust off the passing game. The Panthers in the 35-14 win over Conestoga last week did not put it in the air at all.
Didn't attempt to put
did
it in the air.
Did not attempt it once. And Sam rolled out a couple times, maybe had a pass option, but they did it all on the ground a week ago. But now, third and six from the 31, Milligan under center. Turn, gives to Fuskas off left side, and he'll get a couple, but nice work there by Walters, 74, to drag him down at about the 28, maybe 29. So it's going to bring up fourth down and about three as Fuskas was stopped.
Yeah, certainly four down territory.
10:30 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers facing a fourth down here. They break the huddle with two tight ends, Mason Green to the left and Sutherland to the right. Wing to the left is Connor. In the backfield, Barlow and Fuskas. Give in a sweep coming this way is Connor. He's going to shake and bake and lean his way across the 25 down to the 24. Nice work there by Austin Connor. Pickup of maybe six or five. We'll see where they put it down. And a first down for the Panthers. Nicely done right there on the Mustang sweep. Well, Chase Barlow was busy last week with 27 carries. He's lined up in the backfield on first and 10 alongside Fuskas, who is your fullback. Two tight ends for Milligan from the 24. Fuskas, the fullback, straight ahead into the secondary. Stiff arm, and he will take it on in. Touchdown, Bobby Fuskas, his second rushing touchdown of the year. And the Panthers strike first with 9:44 to play. 6-0 on the 28-yard run.
Well, that was pretty.
Indeed. Bobby Fuskas with a heck of a start here. Three carries for 63 yards in the early going. On for the extra point now, Charlie Shankweiler. Menneker to snap it. Milligan will hold it. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg. And good. 7-0 Strathaven in the early going. Bobby Fuskas doing most of the leg work. We'll see if the Lions can answer when we come back right here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
9:44 to play in the opening quarter. The Panthers finish off a 67-yard scoring drive. Fuskas and Connor get the work done, and Bobby Fuskas' second rushing touchdown of the season has the Panthers on top. 7-0 as he took it in from 28 yards. Charlie Shankweiler ready to kick it away. Cage awaits. High end over end kick. And it's going to back up into the end zone. Oh, wow. Some adrenaline for Charlie. 5 yards deep in the end zone. There's a touchback. Good work there to put Pencrest at their own 20-yard line to start things. Lions offense will be led by Nick Cello at quarterback. Brennan Kaut and Mike Burke are your running backs, wide receivers, Jimmy Cage, and then we'll see either Liam Gilmore or Mack Greenlaw as the other split end. Tight end is Matt Ferry. Jerry Coy is your center. Ryan Kitchen and Connor McCamey, the guards. Daniel Lee and number 74, A.J. Walters, jumps in at right tackle tonight. First and 10 from the 20. We'll get to the Panther defense momentarily. Under center is Cello. On first down, Gill on the fullback dive is to Burke for a couple. Burke out to the 22 on a short carry right there, and see what happens with second down and 8 upcoming. For the Panther defense tonight, looks a little bit different. Nate Perlman, Jason Williams, Ben Farabaugh, and Mason Green up front. Chase Barlow and Bobby Fuskas, your inside backers. Austin Connor is your outside backer opposite Ethan Barrar, basically at the strong safety spot. Corners Glavicek and Nangle, free safety is Sutherland, and on second and 8, they've got Cello wrapped up. Sorry, that's Kaut. Not much doing as the Panthers jump in quickly there. Fuskas there to meet him after a gain of maybe a yard.
Yeah, right now they're just only 2 plays, but the Haven defense is penetrating at least a foot or two into the Pencrest front O, and that's, of course, not a good sign for Pencrest.
Kaut had 79 yards and a touchdown on the ground last week. Burke, 51. But the passing game is where the Panthers have to be careful here. Cello, 6 out of 12 for 129 yards last week. He's got 3rd and 8 from his own 22. He's under center, back split behind him, back to pass, 3-step drop. Fire into the flat. Mm. He's got Burke in and out of his hands. Fuskas in coverage, but Burke would like to have that one back.
Yeah, I don't know if he would have gotten a first down out of it, but he could have. It was about 5 yard downfield, but he had some room he could have run.
So Pencrest goes 3 and out, and Brennan Kaut will stand deep awaiting a punt snap inside his 5 yard line. Chase Nangle and Aiden Sutherland will await near midfield. 8:29 to play in the opening quarter. Strathaven leading 7-0 and stand to probably get pretty good field position here. And Lions had 12 men on the field, and you're going to get a flag here pre-snap. So they had 12 men in the huddle. Illegal substitution, and they're going to march this back 5 more yards. And Brennan Kaut now will be flirting with the goal line here as he awaits this punt snap. So Sutherland and Nangle move to the Lions' side of midfield here after the illegal substitution. All right, here we go. Kaut awaits the snap. No pressure, steps into it. Oh, no, was good pressure coming late. And now here's a punt, goes over the head of Nangle. Terrific kick from Kaut. It's going to roll inside the 40. Panthers need to get away from it and do. Kaut just kicked them out of big-time trouble. Pins them all the way back to the 37-yard line. Beautiful job there by Brennan Kaut. 41 on the punt, no return. They'll put it down at the Panther 36-yard line.
It was a Glavicek who was hanging with the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, A.J. Yeah. Glavicek was blocking the gunner.
And it's like, really, stay away.
Awfully dangerous decision there. Right. I'm sure Clancy's going to have something to say about that.
First and 10 for the Panthers. They break the huddle at their own 36. From the right hash, moving left to right in front of us. Two tight ends. Wing T behind Milligan. Give is to Connor with running room off the right side, and he'll bang his way out near the 40-yard line. Gain of 4 for Austin Connor. Nice work there from the junior, who just last week committed to Lehigh University to play lacrosse next year. Oh, sorry, 2 years from now. So congratulations to Austin. Second down and 6 upcoming here. Panthers at their own 40-yard line. Mason Green, tight end to the right. Perlman to the left. Wing T behind Milligan. They give to Barlow for the first time, and he'll spin his way out of trouble, shaking tackles and out to the 44-yard line. Brings up 3rd down and 2 for Barlow.
He was really stopped at the line of scrimmage. Did some nice work spinning around and get himself those 3 yards he made, or was that 3?
4.
That was all his own.
Barlow comes in averaging 9 yards per carry out of the fullback and halfback spot. 712 yards, 13 touchdowns lead the Panthers on the season. 3rd down and a long 2. From their own 44, Milligan under center again. 8-man front here for Pencrest. Straight ahead, the fullback, Fuskas, straight up the middle, well blocked again, into the secondary, 30, 25, carrying tacklers down to the 22. Bobby Fuskas rips off a bunch, and what a job up front. He was not touched for the first 12 yards.
Yeah, that was, you know, you almost have to pinch yourself when you see an opening like that in a football field, and you got the ball in your hand.
He's got runs of 32 and 33 tonight already.
And 28 for the score the last time he touched it.
4 carries for 91 yards already for Fuskas.
1st and 10 for the Panthers. From the Lions, 23. Wing to the left is Fuskas. fullback is Barlow. They toss it to that left side, looking for room as Barlow bounces outside, and good shoestring tackle. Lots of room in front of him, but nice work from behind there. I think that is that Cello?
That was Cello, yeah.
Nice work there to trip him up at about the 17.
Yeah, he broke his block. If that had not happened, I'm not too sure he would have been stopped.
So, good work there by Cello to stop him at the 16-yard line. Gain of 7 more for Barlow. Panthers moving it well here with 5:54 to play in the opening quarter. From the 16, second down and 4. Fuskas is your fullback alongside of Austin Connor. Wing to the right is Barlow. Give it off the left side. Cutting back as Fuskas cuts back to his right. He's going to go in for the second time tonight. Beautifully blocked. Mason Green leading the way out front. And Fuskas, 2 quick touchdowns midway through the first quarter. Panthers up 13-0.
Well, we can see who the man's going to be tonight, huh?
16 yards for Bobby Fuskas puts him over 100 on his first 5 carries.
Last week it was Barlow. This week it's Fuskas getting all the work early.
Shankweiler on for the second extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away and good. 2 for 2, Charlie Shankweiler. And the Panthers lead it 14-0. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Lions trying to get something going. We'll be coming back on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Top Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to High School Football right here at havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, Strathaven 14, Pencrest nothing here in the Media Bowl with 5:36 to play here in the opening quarter.
Quick score update from Academy Park in Interboro. Academy Park up 8-0.
Academy Park sitting with 2 losses after a tough one to Downingtown East last Saturday night. But, again, looking to build some momentum back here in the final 3 weeks. All right, here we go. Shankweiler ready to kick it away. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at about the 3-yard line. And here come the line straight up the gut. Lots of running room. And spinning away from one man, two man, 35-40. Out near midfield goes Liam Gilmore. Finally banged out of bounds. Brandon Miller with a terrific play on special teams. He's been fantastic at that all year, but good field position for the Lions all the way to the Panther 40. Liam Gilmore snuck out there. He has not been on the kick return team for the last couple weeks, but excellent job right there. 56 on the return, and the Lions in business now trying to cut into a 14-0 deficit. Panther defense trying to maybe force another 3-and-out. Lions hurt themselves last week. 5 turnovers, 3 interceptions, and 2 fumbles. Trying to avoid that here. First down gives. Straight up the middle goes Burke. Maybe a couple. Jason Williams, Bobby Fuskas there to meet him quickly for a short gain of 2. Ben Farabaugh.
That was Kout on the carry.
I'm sorry, Kout. Thank you. And Ben Farabaugh on the stop as well. Good to see big 68 out there. He's stuck in the middle alongside of Jason Williams. Second down and about 8. Gilmore split to the left. Jimmy Cage to the right. Backs are split for Cello. Hard count. Panthers nearly jump, but don't. And second man through. Ooh. Double dive. Here comes Burke. He's got a first down and more. Takes on Sutherland head-to-head, and Sutherland hangs on to drop him at the 25. 13 yards later, it's a first down for Pencrest. Nice job with the double dive.
Yeah, nice job with the blocking up front, boy. They cleared a nice opening for him. And he just took off. They cleared not only the front line, but they cleared out the linebackers as well.
First and 10. Pencrest threatening, trailing 14-0. Receivers are split. Nick Cello, third-year starter, under center. From the 25, gives the first man through, and this is Kout for a couple, maybe. Maybe. Jason Williams there to meet him with Chase Barlow. And they're, you know what, they're going to say no gain. Nothing doing there. Nice work by the interior Panther defense. Brings up second down and 10. Brennan Kout, his older brother blocked a field goal in the last victory for Pencrest in this game. It was a 9-7 victory, final play of the game, and Panthers had a field goal blocked. So Kalt trying to maybe bring that trophy back up to Barron Road here in a couple hours. He's in the backfield alongside of Mike Burke, and now you're going to get a flag first pre-snap. Let's see.
Get they had three linemen all moving one right after the other. I'm not too sure how that call is. Okay. If they were set, they obviously are not allowed to move. But they didn't throw the flag till the third one moved. So I don't know what the rule is on that.
Well, at any rate, Pencrest backed up now to the Strathaven 30, second down and 15. So this puts them behind schedule a bit. But, again, a good, decent passing, more than decent passing attack in the last few weeks. So we'll see what they can drum up here on second and 15. Cello, option play to the right. He's going to go with a late pitch to Kalt. Has a little room on that right side, and he'll bang his way near the 20. See where they spot it, just shy of that, to the 21. So he gets most of the penalty yards back and then some. Call it third down and about seven coming. Kalt, 8-yard gain, his best of the night so far. 4 carries for 10 yards. Burke, 2 for 15.
Yeah, no doubt Pencrest would normally be in a four-down territory, but down by 14, they're certainly not going to give the ball up. So they'll be looking. They get two more attempts to get it about 6 yards.
2:50 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Cello, under center, receiver split, back split behind him. On third down and 6, and they give inside, pushing the pile, not much doing for number 5. That's first carry of the night for Matt Ferry. He's usually lining up at tight end, but at fullback that time, and nothing doing thanks to the work of Barlow and Jason Williams. So they do put it down at the 20. We'll give him a yard, and it turns into 4th and 5.
Yeah, this is going to be tough sledding. You think they're going to throw it?
I would put it in the air. See if Jimmy can shake Jimmy Cage free here. Cage singled up with Chase Nangle on the far sideline. Glavicek on Gilmore here at the bottom of your screen, so to speak. On 4th and 5, they fire down the middle. Incomplete. Had the tight end free in the middle. Pass just a little off the mark. Ferry could not reach back and pull it in. And the Panthers dodge a bullet. They'll take over 1st and 10 at their own 20.
That was a nice quick release, just thrown a little bit behind them. You know, then these are the kind of reasons that Clancy is not a big pass believer, because you're just asking so much of 16 and 17 year olds to be on the money. Of course, when it works, it's tremendous. But when it doesn't, it can cost you some serious downs.
All right, Panthers now with an 80-yard field in front of them, but they lead it 14-0, 1:55 to play here in the first. Sutherland, split end to the right, wing to the right. Is Barlow. Back to pass on the first down, and they fire to the flat, have a man out there. This is Barlow, makes the catch at the 30, stumbles, and still, oh, wow. Did they blow it dead? Okay.
They did blow it dead, but it looked like he rolled. Looked like he rolled over there, Cello.
All right.
And never touched the ground.
Well, they blew it dead at the 37, so 38, rather. Give a gain of 18. Milligan to Barlow for the second connection this year.
I will tell you that in watching some game film for a variety of teams, the referees in high school do not really anticipate the rolling over a player. Your knee touches the player or the ground, they consider it down.
1st and 10 at the 38. Give is to Austin Connor off the right side, and he'll bang forward for about 6 or 7 more. Nice tackle there by the sophomore, number 59, Liam Stauffer. That'll bring up 2nd down and 5 as Connor just... very effective. Had three carries for 19 yards a week ago, but very, very timely runs where, again, just keeping the defense honest. Can't just gang up on one side or up the middle or anything else, and they have that balance. Connor's been productive, averaging over 6 yards a carry coming in. 2nd down and 5. Give is to Fusca straight up the middle and explodes into the secondary again. Shakes another tackle, 35-30, following his blockers well, and down near the 21-yard line. Fusca rips off a bunch more.
Fusca may have a 200-yard game tonight.
Unbelievable.
What's he up to, Andrew?
Give him another 37, up to 144 yards on just 6 carries with two touchdowns.
We're not
out of the first quarter yet. Well on his way to a 200-yard game.
Yeah, we do list special performances on the website, and 200 yards in a game is definitely listed. So
yeah, this is certainly a special performance from Fuskas so far.
14-0 Panthers. They have first and 10 at the 20. Milligan, give off the left side. This is Barlow. He'll bang his way into the secondary. Still on his feet, still shaking tackles. Down inside the 10, it'll take three white shirts to finally wrestle him out. That's 10 yards later. Tough, tough sledding there. And Chase Barlow picks up 10 more.
Give him 11 down. They're spotting it just...
It's a 10.
At the 10, it looks like.
Yep.
Right on the 10.
Barlow has them set up first and goal to go as, sticks on the ground on the far sideline. 5 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. So this is very likely the final play before we switch sides of the field. Panthers would love to put it in the end zone one more time in front of the 2000 state champion alumni. Here's Milligan. First and goal from the 10. This is Austin Connor. Fallen blocks off the right side. He'll pick up a few, maybe down to the 6, and that will do it for a fast-moving first quarter. Fast-moving for the Panther offense as well. 14-0 and knocking on the door again. We'll be back in just a moment. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Second quarter action, ready to get started in a moment, but we're pausing momentarily to honor the and actually represent the 2000 state championship football trophy to the Panther alumni who've gathered here tonight, members of the 2000 state champs, a year later than we wanted to, but this will be the 21st anniversary of the Panther state championship team. Again, only two teams have ever won it coming out of Delaware County, and that's the 99 and 2000 Strathaven Panthers.
Standing at about 15-yard line. Tonight, we welcome back the 2000 state championship football team.
Excitement here in between the first and second quarter. Panthers getting ready to go here as we've switched ends of the field. They move right to left here in the second quarter and we'll snap it. Second and goal from the Pencrest 5. Couple quick score updates. Garnet Valley leading Radnor 14-0. Marple and Springfield scoreless late in the first quarter.
Oh, that's so a good game, huh?
Garnet Valley's playing Haverford tonight.
Yes, Haverford. Did I say Radnor?
You said Radnor.
Yes,
yes.
I did. All right, here we go. Second and goal from the 5. Milligan back to pass, looking, floating for the end zone. Has Aiden Sutherland for the touchdown. They connect for the second time this season. Sutherland from 5 yards out. Milligan right on the money with that one, and the Panthers lead it by 20. Nice touch on that ball right there from Milligan.
Boy, how times have changed. Can you imagine telling somebody that Clancy would throw a ball from the 10-yard line?
From the 5?
Yeah. Or the 5 or not, yeah.
All right, extra point on the way. Up and good. Charlie Shankweiler, 3 for 3. So the Panthers open the second quarter. Well, continuing a good start in the first. So we'll be back in a moment. Glad you're listening on WON New York, The Apple, and havenfootball.net.
Looking for a way to reach families in the Wallingford-Swarthmore area as well as surrounding communities? Our football games are not only broadcast live, but they are also fully archived for 1 year, so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7. go to www.havenfootball.net and contact us for information on advertising on our Panther Broadcast Network. Link your company to the fun and excitement of Strathaven football. Panther football and your company, a great combination.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Strathaven leads at 21-0. Sam Milligan maybe showing off for Uncle Jeff after the 2000 state champs were honored. His Uncle Jeff was the center on that team. He's here watching tonight. Milligan to Sutherland for the third touchdown of the night. Here comes Gilmore on the kick return out across the 25. He'll stop shy of the 30-yard line. Brandon Miller and friends in on the stop there for Strathaven. A couple Panthers slow to get up, but everybody off under their own power, so a good sign there. And Jeff Milligan the center, and we'll hear from three of his teammates at halftime tonight. See if we can talk it up about that march to and through Hershey for the second state title in Delaware County history. Here, 21-0 Panthers. They lead it with 11:45 to play here before halftime. Officials getting reset. And from the 29-yard line, Pencrest moving left to right here in the second quarter. Give is to the fullback, first man through, nothing doing. Jason Williams is just handling everybody in the middle right now. He's had an armful of ball carriers all night.
Yeah,
and Cal goes for just a yard.
They're not moving him at all off the line, and he's just basically spreading his wings and saying, come try to get through me, and it's just not happening.
Nice job by the junior, 6'2", 255-pounder, and Jason was out of the lineup in the first week, but he's next to Ben Faribault and for the first time in a while. Here we go, second down and 9. They run off the left side, scramble for it, ball's loose, let's see. There's I'm not sure. And Strathaven has it. Fumbled handoff, and coming out with it is Austin Connor. Connor pounces on it out near the 30-yard line as Chilo fumbles. There were two fumbles a week ago for Pencrest. This is the first turnover of the night for either team, and now the Panthers will take over at the 29 of Pencrest, already leading 21-0.
Yeah, this is not boding well for Pencrest. They've got to figure out a way. They haven't been able to stop Strathaven, period. And, of course, giving up the ball and not getting a couple of first downs hurts very badly.
First fumble recovery of the season for Austin Connor. He had an interception earlier in the season when he was playing corner. He lines up wing to the left. Barlow in the backfield with Fuskas. On first down, it's Barlow looking for room off the left side. Not much room, but he still powers his way inside the 25-yard line for a gain of maybe 4.
He found a way to slip through, get those 4 yards. He looked like he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, but
4 carries for 25 yards for Chase here early in the second quarter. Second down and 6 upcoming for the Silver and Black at the Lions 25.
Couple of quick score updates. Radnor and Harrodin tied at 6 after 1. Academy Park leads Interborough 8-3.
Okay. Close one there for Academy Park at the moment. Here, second down and about 6. Barlow goes in motion. They give to Fuskas, the fullback, and nothing doing that time. Excellent job getting off his block by number 5. That's Matt Ferry. To meet Fuskas quickly. Gain of maybe 2. Third down and 3 upcoming. Fuskas, 7 carries, 146 yards, and 2 Panther touchdowns. Now from the 23, see what the Panthers drum up. 2 tight ends again, wing to the right is Barlow. Connor in the backfield alongside of Fuskas, and now they shift. Wing left is Connor. Barlow to the backfield. It's Fuskas one more time. Bounces out to the right side, and nope. White shirts waiting
very
for
close.
Him. I think he's going to be just shy.
I think so, too.
He needed 3. He got 2 3/4. 4th and 1 upcoming for the Panther offense. Ball just maybe a hair off the 20-yard line.
I would think a quarterback sneak here or even try to draw him off.
Yeah. Milligan brings in the play with the clock ticking. 9:10 and counting to play here in the first half. 21-0 Panthers, but they're looking at 4th and 1. T formation behind Milligan. T 10 men in the box. It's Milligan keeping it himself. He's going to drive the pile and carry tacklers into the secondary. He goes and down inside the five, or just outside the five.
He needed one, and
he needed a foot, and he got 13.
Wow. Goodness gracious. Well, Sam Milligan came in averaging almost 9 yards a carry, and he takes 13 on the quarterback dive. He has been masterful in picking up first downs and third and fourth down situations this year. Well, and now it's first and goal from the seven.
Well, he's not content to go down on a quarterback sneak. He just keeps his feet going. And
Milligan under center, wing to the left is Connor. First and goal from the seven. Give is to Barlow off the left side, cuts back to the middle and into the end zone for the 14th time this season. Barlow visits the end zone, and the Panthers now lead it by 4 scores. 7 yard run for Chase. Excellent blocking again. That play's designed to go off the left side, but Jack Beck clearing a hole in the center, and Barlow with excellent vision to cut it back. Shankweiler on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty long enough, and right down the middle it goes. Shankweiler, 5 for 5 a week ago, 4 for 4 tonight. He's on a roll, as is the rest of the Panther offense. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good, right here at havenfootball.net.
Thanks, Murph. Saw him just a few days ago in person at a charity event on Sunday night for the Darren Dalton Foundation.
He does a lot of
great
this.
Guy, and I thanked him for doing that little clip for us. And Panthers offense moving at a good clip here through the first 14 minutes and change or so. 28-0 Panthers. 8:17 to play here in the first half. Shankweiler ready to kick it away. Gilmore stands deep along with Jimmy Cage. Line drive kick. It's going to come to Gilmore off his hands. He's going to pick it up and go down to a knee to fall on it at the maybe 8-yard line. So Gilmore had it take a strange hop on him, and just better safe than sorry, put a knee down to recover it. There's a long field in front of the Lions here. They'll start at about their 9 with 8 and change to go here in the second quarter. Marple Newtown has taken the lead on Springfield 3-0. It's just over a minute to go in the first quarter over there.
And Garnet Valley leads Haverford 21-0.
That's just getting things rolling. And yep. Shane Reynolds is back for Garnet Valley this evening. All right, here we go. First down give. First man through is for gain of a couple. Mason Green wraps up the ball carrier at about the 11. That carrier being, I think, Burke. Yep. All right, Burke comes out of the bottom of the pile with second down and about...
Give him a gain of 3. Yeah, second and 7.
7 coming up. Clock ticks. 7:50 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Pencrest trying to get some momentum back. Receivers are split. Backs are split. Cello rolling to his left on an option. Will keep it himself and be dumped at about the 16. Still about 4 yards shy of a first down or so. Brings up third down and medium here. You know, I mentioned it, I think, already. If Pencrest continues to be patient and takes care of the ball, again, they had a 19-play, 92-yard scoring drive against Upper Darby a week ago. If they can chip away a handful of plays at a time. And look, Strathaven gave up a 90-yard drive to Conestoga a week ago, too. Third down and 4. Fullback dive out near the 20-yard line, but a couple of yards short. Nice work again by Jason Williams and friends in the middle.
I would make the argument that with 4th and 1, you should go ahead and go for it. But if you fail, I mean, it's almost assuring even another score.
Yeah. All right. 4th and about. It's almost 2 here. and I do not know that they're going to set up in punt formation. I mean, they have basically the same personnel. Cal would be your punter, but they're going to line up to go for it from their own 18. Receivers are split. Kaut in the backfield along with Burke. Hard count from Cello. Turn. They give it to Kaut. He's going to plow his way for a first down out to the 25-yard line. Gain of 7 for the senior. Well done right there.
Good play,
the
good
Lions.
Blocking. Got what he had to get. I mean, certainly Pendergrass at the very least has to keep possession of the ball, if nothing else, to keep it, Haven from scoring.
Clock ticks, 6:10 and counting to play here before halftime. Still a long way to go here for the Lions. They're at their own 25-yard line, but picked up the first down on 4 plays. Cello, back to pass, looking, has a man deep down the middle, has Nangle in coverage, who picks it off at the 40-yard line. Chase Nangle coming the other way now, midfield, 45-40, needs a block, gets a big block, it's going to be called back. Nangle's going to be banged down at the 25. They're going to catch Faribault for a blindside block at about the 40.
Yeah, that's the difference in football. When I was playing, that was a legit block. But
he got his head in front of him. He absolutely got his head in front of him, but that's a safety rule that they've put in play in the last few years, that when it's coming from a blindside block, they're going to call that illegal.
And all he really has to do to carry out the block is station himself in front between him and the ball carrier, and the guy he's trying to block can't go anywhere.
So, either way, live and learn here for the Panthers. Chase Nangle's second interception of the year will still get them the ball out near midfield. So the flag's thrown at the 40-yard line. March it back 15. The Panthers still will start at their own 45-yard line. Second turnover of the night for the Lions. And the Panthers Panthers did a great job taking the ball away through the first 6 weeks and then kind of stalled out. Did not have any turnovers against Springfield. Matt Schuler's pick at the end of the game last week, the only turnover against Conestoga. So good to see the Panther defense looking to take the ball away again tonight and set up the offense now. First and 10 at the 45. Split end to the right is Sutherland. Back to pass is Milligan. Firing to the outside. Has Sutherland complete at the midfield stripe. Shakes one tackle, two tackles. Spins his way just shy of first down yardage to the 46-yard line of Pencrest. Gain of 9 on the play.
Yeah, the scary thing about that penalty is that, other than it's a safety issue, is that, you know, it's a matter of playing smart football. In this game, that particular penalty may not make a whole lot of difference in the outcome. But you're in a tight game, you get a good opportunity like that, you have to condition yourself to just say, I'm between the running back and the tackler. All I got to do is stay here. He can't get past me.
There we go. Second and 1 from the 46-yard line. Milligan gives to the fullback, Fuskas. He's going to be wrapped up this time by Walters. But still, second effort's going to get him the first down. Gain of just a yard for Fuskas, but that'll be enough to move the sticks. They'll put it down at the Pencrest 45-yard line with 4:54 and counting to play here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Walters had a great play. Came from outside over tackle and slipped in behind and grabbed him from behind. Grabbed the running back from behind and put him down, but it was, you know, he only needed a foot and a half or something. So
A.J. Walters, double duty tonight. He is basically your third option at right tackle, but he's in there tonight with a couple guys ahead of him out, so he's doing the work at defensive tackle and now on the right tackle as well. All right, here we go. Milligan back to pass on first and 10. Wants it to all. A wheel route down the near sideline. Connor juggles and incomplete. Knocked away at the last moment by number 18, Liam Gilmore.
Yeah, good coverage. And that ball was a little
tad
short.
Tad underthrown, but in high school, that's a very good throw.
Oh, yeah, it was on the money. The problem is the coverage was good, so it gave both receiver and defender a chance to adjust to the ball. And, we're lucky it wasn't intercepted, but it also
defender made a good
tough,
play on the ball.
Tough to catch.
Second down and 10. Panthers taking some shots in the passing game. Milligan 3 for 5 for a touchdown and 32 yards through the air tonight. Second down and 10, they go toss play to the left side. Barlow with some running room. 45 cuts it back at the 40, and he'll tumble down near first down yardage. I think it'll be maybe a yard or two short as they unpile. Gain of 9 more for Barlow down to the 36. Barlow up to 41 yards on just 6 carries. Milligan will jog in the play on third down and 1. Panthers leading by 28 and perhaps could stretch this thing into a running clock circumstance for the second half with a touchdown and extra point here. Third and a yard. Barlow off the left side. He'll bang his way into the secondary again across the 30 and down to the 26. 10 more yards for Barlow that time. Panthers came in averaging over 7 yards per play, per offensive play on the season. And Barlow and Fuskas and friends doing their best to maintain that and more. First and 10 at the 26. Panthers from the near hash mark. Line up a wing to the left. Tight end to the left is Sutherland. Wing to the right is Barlow. Off the right side goes Austin Connor. He'll push the pile down near the 21. Give him 5 more. There's a season high in carries so far for Austin Connor. He's up to 6 carries already.
I guess they're giving Fuskas a breather. He hasn't really carried the ball much.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up a little bit. Fuskas still leading the team with 9 carries on the evening. Still 2:45 and counting to play here in the first half. Second down and about 6. Panthers will snap it from the Lions' 27-yard line. Tight end to the right is Perlman. To the left, Aiden Sutherland. Milligan with 8 men in the box, rolling to his left. Has time, now going to keep it himself. Tucks and runs at the 20 and is undercut there inside the 15, down to the 11-yard line. Nice work there by Sam Milligan to rip off a bunch more.
Good tackle by Liam Gilmore there, too.
Gain of 11 more for Milligan. He's up to 24 yards on just 2 carries. So Panthers can pick up a first down here, but they're looking for more. First and 10 from the Lions 11 with 2:09 to play here before halftime. Barlow is your fullback. Fuskas, wing to the right. And now you're going to have a timeout. Coach Clancy didn't like the look of that one, and we'll take a short timeout with him. Thanks to our sponsors, and hope you can all support them in the local area and beyond. We'll be back in just a moment. See if the Panthers can cash in again on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thanks, Jaws, for sending it back. First and 10 for the Panthers from the Pencrest 11. From the near hash, Jack Beck is over the football. Wing T behind Sam Milligan with 2 tight ends. Milligan with a 9-man front. Turns, gives to Fuskas, the fullback, straight up the middle, and he is in for the third time tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
What a job off the left side there. Beck and Barrar just opened a hole through the A-gap, and Fuskas straight ahead without a cut. He is in for his third touchdown of the evening, which is by far a career high.
What's his total yards so far?
Virtually untouched as well.
I have 163, maybe 161. But, again, great job here by Fuskas just following the blocks. Shankweiler up and good for the fifth time tonight. 35-0 Strathaven with 1:51 to play here in the first half. We'll take another short timeout. Thanks to our sponsors once again. Lions trying to crack the scoreboard here before halftime when we come back on Haven Football.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 1:51 to play before halftime, and at halftime we'll be chatting with some members of the Strathaven 2000 state champions who will join us here in the booth, and then we'll chat a little bit more with Andrew and Pete. But we'll have an extended halftime and a whole lot of fun. So I hope you can stick with us and join us for some more. So 35-0 Panthers. If the Lions can't get on the board before halftime, it's going to be a fast-moving second half. Shankweiler approaches high end over end kickoff, and this will take a hop. And this is going to be Jimmy Cage at about the 7-yard line. Brandon Miller, he shook through him, and then he is belted down. Good work there. Is that Barlow on the stop? Yep. Chase Barlow met him nose to chest there at the 17-yard line. So, again, long field to go here for the Lions as they trail by 5 scores.
Quick update from Inner Row Academy Park. Academy Park up 16-10, but a botched snap gives Innerboro the ball.
Okay. So Innerboro still keeping things close.
As Matt DeGeorge says, who's over, or Matt Smith says, they're the best 1-6 team he's ever seen.
All right. Yeah, Strathaven took care of them in week one, but certainly improvements down in Prospect Park since. All right, here we go. On 1st and 10, Cello rolling to the left with an option look. He's going to keep it himself and be wrapped up after a couple yards, maybe 2.
Yeah, I think he fumbled the ball or lost the grip because he slowed down looking for it, and I think that threw off the timing.
Maybe a yard. Clock will tick. 1:29 and counting to play here before half. We'll say no gain on that carry. Pencrest will receive the ball.
They gave him three.
I'm sorry, they didn't start at the 20. Give him 3. And 2nd down and 7 upcoming. Pencrest will start with the ball to begin the second half. But, again, long field in front of them, and the Panther defense has been outstanding in the early going and forced 2 turnovers already. Brennan Kaut is your first man through, and he's out near the 25 on that carry. Brings up 3rd down and about 4 to go as Kaut picks up a few. So Kaut, 8 carries. He's been the busiest of the Lion ball carriers here. But Lions in no real hurry here. 40 seconds and counting to play before half. They break the huddle with 3rd down and about 4. Cello, receiver split, back split behind him. Give is to Kaut. He's going to pick up 1st down yardage out near the 30-yard line. Gain of about 5 and stop the clock momentarily. But Coach Graham not in any real rush to stop the clock. I think they may run 1 or 2 more plays and take it to halftime and back to the drawing board. It's going to be a fast-moving second half here at this rate. Cello under center. Receiver split. Takes it. Gives to the first man through. This is Kaut for a couple more out to the 34-yard line with just 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Kaut picks up 4 on his 10th carry of the night, but that will do it for the first half. Well, and what a half it was for the Panther offense and defense. Less than 100 yards of offense for the Pencrest Lions in the early going. Panther defense is tough, and the offense clicking on all cylinders here at George L. King Field. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll have some halftime chatter with some members of the state championship team from 2000 and a whole lot more, maybe some score updates in between. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with havenfootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sammy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in Media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, Strathaven 35, Pencrest nothing at halftime. And we mentioned midway through that first half, they had a pause to honor the second team ever that won a state championship in football. And both of them came from right here at Strathaven in 1999 and 2000. And thankfully joined by three members of that team. All three of you played both ways. So Josh Hannum, Steve Windsor, and John Mulhern, thrilled to have you guys back, and good to see you guys. You guys keep in touch aside from these 20-year reunions or what?
Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, these are the only guys I hang out with. I don't have any friends from college. Full of my high school buddies.
So. I think this has all brought us back together, too. So, you know, you lose touch for a little while, and then you get a little bit older, you appreciate this stuff more, and you start to keep in touch, and it's great to see, as we spread out, get back together.
Nice.
Yeah, we were on a group message over the past couple of months, and just to get ready for this, and it was just like, nothing had changed. You know, it was just like the old days, just talking about all the good times, and of course, talking about this team this year and how well they've been doing. That's been a lot of fun, just talking about those guys and just kind of the new crop of players here at Strathaven. It's just a lot of fun to talk about. So
a lot of new guys and but some familiar names. We were just sort of laughing after the touchdown pass from Sam Milligan. You know, one of your teammates is hit the center on that team was his uncle. So now there's another generation of Milligans and Mulherns and Joneses on the way and things like that. So we're excited for this too. Coming off of the 99 season, you guys win the state title in 99, graduated some pretty incredible talent, Mark Jones and plenty of others. What did that offseason feel like for you guys coming in?
I mean, for me, I was still an underclassman on that team, and these guys were still leaders as juniors in 99. And then, you know, it's comfort zone for me being an underclassman because it's like we never skipped a beat. It was different when we went in 2001 and didn't win. But just to be able to look up to these guys and know that they were so talented even as underclassmen, and then to lead that team, you know, we were ready to get back at it.
For the offseason, was there anything different about, or what did you guys do? Just if others are listening, what does your preparation look like leading into the season? Was it similar other sports or really football related?
Well, I just think we had such a good thing going at Strathaven, and that is... you know, those guys in the grade above us and really the guys that came before them as well, all led by example. And when we got into the program, we just kind of followed the older guys' lead. And the guys above us especially did such a good job that they led us to a state championship. And we knew that if we kind of followed in their footsteps and did the same things about how we went about the offseason, went about practice when we were in the season, that we were going to have the same success or could have the same success as them. So it's really about the guys that came before us and everything that they did to kind of lead by example to help us. And I think that's what was crucial for us that year.
Steve, did you have a favorite, thinking of the regular season? You guys dominated the Central League. Aside from a 7-0 win over Upper Darby, which
is a tight
one. That's
what I was just going
to
say, yeah.
Everything else, the closest score otherwise was like 42-14. But you mentioned you were going to mention Upper Darby was the tight one that year?
Yeah, Upper Darby, I think you had the touchdown that game, right, Hannah?
Yeah.
That was a very tight game. And then, you know, Berwick was always great. Mannheim Central, that was that Smoker that year, I believe?
Yeah, it was the year after, but I mean, they just pumped out, just like us, they just pumped out teams everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Mannheim Central, if for those who are, you know, thinking back or weren't around for that, that team put up 51 points in the quarterfinals. You guys get them in the semifinals and shut them out. You know, defensively, Josh, you were in the secondary, and then Steve and John, you guys were side-by-side in the linebacking core. What made that defense so special?
I think it was pretty much our chemistry. I think we all just got along so well and worked together so well. And, you know, we succeeded from that.
And from somebody in the secondary, I say this all the time when we start reminiscing. Being at those practices, these guys were so darn good at what they did. They knew every single play in practice. By the time that game came, they were calling out every single play. Yeah. I remember pre-snap, these guys calling out every single play. And so when you got to the Berwick's nose, you were prepared. They were just so savvy in what they were doing in their study.
Yeah, it's funny. We you know, Josh has actually been putting some of the clips from that highlight film of that year up for everybody to see, and just when you look at it, it's like all guys were flying to the ball. You know, all 11 guys played as hard as possible every single play, and that really made the difference for us. But that with that game in particular, it pretty much helped us out that Josh returned a kickoff on the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Right. So that kind of got us fired up.
Yep.
That was a good start to a game, you know?
Yep. So 92
we were grateful for that one.
92, yeah, that's right. 92 yards to start it. You had a couple of interceptions. Dan Connor, a freshman at that point.
Sure.
He had two interceptions.
Sure.
You know, again, that was just a tremendous feat to really just handle a very good Central team. Then you get to the final. It's West Allegheny. You had seen them the year before, and the year before was kind of the Mark Jones show. He kind of took over that game. But, boy, I watched that game, I'll tell you, early this morning again, start to finish, and that was an absolute classic. And if anybody hasn't seen it, you guys watching this later tonight, I hear?
Yes. My wife won't let me watch it anymore at home. So.
I look forward to watching it tonight.
That's good. But, again, an amazing game. Back and forth it went. Josh, you were the big play guy. You know, you had a big catch in the early going to set up the first touchdown. You guys trailed midway through the second quarter, 14-6, and then you caught a 75-yard bomb to get it basically tied up.
Yeah.
And then from there, you know, with a lead late and then to give up the tying score with under a minute to go.
That was an interception.
There was an interception that without the aid of instant replay, there was was called incomplete that John actually picked up off his shoe tops for an interception in the end zone. Yeah. But, hey, West Allegheny scores on the next play to tie it. And then, you know, with, what was it, about 31 seconds to deal with?
22. Yeah.
Yeah, 22 seconds left. A big catch and run for Josh. John, you picked up a run. And then I want to get to the final, the big play there, the field goal. So a couple weeks ago, Strathaven wins on a last-second field goal.
Yeah.
And say, look, it takes all 11 guys. And so, you know, on that particular play, you know, a lot of people talk about the kicker. John, you were the long snapper. Steve and Josh, you've got to get the guys blocked.
Yeah.
So a 27-yard field goal there on really essentially the final play. Go through the rep for us there.
Well, Bob Palko is such a good coach. I mean, they were so well coached, and they just kept going. We wanted to overload one side, and he just kept shifting to the other side. So we called timeout, I think.
Yes, we did.
And they still did it. I know Danny Connor was on the end. I was on the other end. And they just kept shifting.
Yeah.
And to the point where it was like, eventually you got to snap the ball and hope for the
best.
They
were about an inch away from blocking that thing, too.
Yeah, Slappy almost got that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little nervous. Being a long snapper, oh, my gosh. That's a terrible position.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy that I got a snap back there. And, you know, Carl knocked it through. And, again, it took a team effort. Offense, defense, special teams to the very end.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Steve said earlier, we had chemistry.
Yeah.
We worked so well together. We all liked each other. We all played hard. And that's just what made it such a special year and so much fun.
Yeah, we did everything together. Yep.
Yeah.
On and off the field. Yeah. And, Steve, I wanted to ask you, I mean, that kick was made. There was still 1 second on the clock. Steve, you actually fell on the ball, recovered the,
yeah,
the
I'm
ball.
I'm glad you saw that.
Yeah. So here's why I want to say it. You know, Steve was a terrific linebacker, but you were also the second tight end in an offense that didn't really throw it that much, and they're going to throw it to the guy who could run 100 meters in 10 seconds most of the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, for all the talk year after year we hear about, well, if you're running the wing tee, they're never going to throw it. You know,
see, I love blocking, though.
There you go. Yeah. So that's
and so
my
did
question.
Owen, the other tight end. Like, we just love blocking. We love getting dirty. We were down on the field today, and we were just like, you know, these guys, the speedsters like Hannum would love this field because, you know, they go faster. But we like getting dirty. We like blocking. I loved it. We live for it. So.
Yeah. And that's, again, like the two tight ends this year, Pearlman and Mason Green, they have one catch between them. And so, again, you know, if you're buying into the program, if you guys are tied together and going to do everything for each other, it probably feels a little better whether you're catching the ball or not.
Yeah.
But, again, just, you know, for the next, you know, generation of Panthers, any sort of last advice here if they're coming up through the younger ranks and so forth?
I tell these guys now, I'm very lucky to be close to the program now through the Haven Gridiron Club, and I tell them, you don't realize till it's over how fleeting this is. You only play so many games. If you're lucky in high school, you might get 15, 20 games to start. You don't realize till you're done that you have to go. You have to make the mess of every rep.
Yep.
You got to dominate the guy. And I can tell you, I personally look back and it keeps me up at night. Things I could have done. So you try to impart that to these guys to be like, look, guys, you don't realize it, but you're going to wake up one day. And you only get, it's amazing, football, you only get a certain amount of games.
Yeah.
Not like any other sport. So you just tell them, make the most of it. Go hard every play. Make the most of every rep, and everything works out.
Yeah, because trust me, like last time I watched the state championship, I'm like, man, if I just would have done that or would have done this, you know, you have those regrets 20 years later. Just give it your all every play.
I think the only way that we, and you know, you want to have fun, and the only way you have fun is playing hard. Playing hard, giving it all that you got, and if the young players do that, then, man, they're going to have a lot of success and a lot of fun. That's what it's all about.
Well, you guys made it fun to watch for everybody around you for that heck of a run, or, you know, record-setting run from 96 to 03, and you guys, of course, a big part of that. Still the only team from Delaware County to win a state title, 99 and 2000, and we're thrilled that you guys are back tonight. So enjoy every bit of tonight. Thanks for taking a couple minutes for us tonight.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back in just a moment. We'll hear from Andrew, Pete, and Mike for more of the Halftime Show. Stick with us. We'll be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in Media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893. Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media. Auto, home, and life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where we are now in mercy rule with the second half. It's 35-0, Strathaven. Pencrest has made a couple of good attempts, had a few first downs, but other than that, it's been a problem. And we're having problems. You guys can't hear it, but we're having problems with our stereo headphones clutching in and out. We thought we'd fix this problem, but obviously not. Anyway, we can hear, so that's all we got to worry about. In any event, it's definitely been all Strathaven. Pete, what's your thoughts about watching this?
Well, Mike, I don't think either one of us is surprised with the score. We kind of figured it would be a lopsided game. And what's surprising, though, is that the Haven has a couple of key guys out. They have,
Schuller
and Crawford.
But Bobby Fuchs and Connor, they just come right in and take up where the other guys left off. That just shows you a little bit of the depth that Strathaven has. And that could be a very key factor when we get into November in the playoffs. Because, you know, it's a long season, and if we can keep the depth healthy, get those starters back, and get primed for November, I think this is all going to be a positive.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. We're playing, Pencrest has had their issues this year, so obviously this is the place where we can sub. But it does show that we have running back depth here, and at the very least we've got active running backs that we can spell these guys. Most of the running backs are playing both directions, so that can really be key in a key game. And, of course, the other thing I'm very positive about is the fact that we're so high in the rankings. You know, if we end up, Brian's got us at a number 3 seed, which means we would play like a number 14 seed.
Right.
Which would probably be a 4-6 team, a 3-7 team. So, you know, it's looking really good for the playoffs for us, as long as we can stay healthy. And, of course, we're able to rest people for the next couple of games if we have to. We pulled, Schuller's out tonight, Crawford's out tonight. So let him get better we have an interesting game. Laura Marion is coming on strong. Their record is not terrific, but they've won, I think, 3 games so far.
Yeah, Laura Marion's going to be a test. But, then we go into Radnor, which,
they're not a slouch.
Radnor's had a bad season, so who knows. But, yeah, the main thing is we're going to come into this playoff stretch with a good record, at least one home game, possibly two.
Right.
And, roll the dice, see what happens. You never know.
Absolutely. And Andrew, your thoughts of anything?
Strathaven's look sharp tonight, and they haven't done too much wrong aside from maybe the Faribault penalty, but that could just be a little bit of rust with him.
Well, and the run, they've had issues on their kickoff run backs for
a while. And the kick coverage
season.
Has been a little bit
it's
been shaky that way as well.
Well,
but that's something that they've known about.
Last couple of games they've been better, right.
Yeah.
Well, they're not correcting it. That concerns me because that can really... A close game, that can be a disaster.
Yeah,
so
can be a disaster.
You really need to correct that. So, and of course, my attitude of correcting it, if you're confronting some really good running backs that are going to be picking up the ball on kickoff, kick it out of bounds. Take it on 30, 35 in high school football is pretty much an average.
If you kick every ball out of bounds, they start at the 35.
Yeah, that's your average starting position.
Most drives, you're not going to score on that. Drives.
So, whether you drive on that or not, that's another issue. The bottom line is you don't let them drive to the end zone on the kickoff. That's the point. At least they have to drive with their offense. But we'll see whether Clancy gives that some thought. In the meantime, I haven't been watching any baseball, so I don't really know what's going on.
You know what? I watched after the Eagles last night, I put on the end of the Dodgers-Giants game. Did you see how it ended?
No. What an awful call.
It ended, they were eliminated from the playoffs on a check swing. The umpire said yes. They reviewed at the video, and AD did check the swing. Because of that, they lost 2-1.
But there's still no guarantees he would have gotten a hit in that situation.
He would have had another pitch.
But he would have had another opportunity. Well, it was that would have made it a 1-2 count.
But
the ump called They appealed down to the first base umpire, who made the call that he did go around, and I didn't agree with the call in the moment or afterwards.
Well,
seeing replays.
But when you play sports, you can't. If it's going to come down to one pitch that, like that, then you're at fault. You shouldn't have allowed it to come down to one pitch.
If you're the umpires at the bases, first and third, because right. they're the ones that get the calls.
Right.
If I call this guy out, this whole series is over.
Yeah, but that's you got to call the call.
So it's that close. I wouldn't call him out.
Well, okay.
It wasn't even that close on the replay.
Well, I without talking to the umpire, I have no idea. But
his phone number.
My biggest issue is that he was umpiring that game at all because he's a lifelong Dodgers fan.
Well, do you really? Well, okay.
I don't know if there was any bias in that call, but if you're a lifelong fan of a team and you're an umpire, you should not be umpiring any of their games.
Well, but you're an umpire, and you know, come on, they're selected based on their performance capability.
Yes.
So he has to be one of the top umpires in the game.
There are other series he could have been on. You don't have to put him on that series.
Well, did they need the help? I mean, like you said, is he going to get another pitch? Is he going to hit it out of the park? Is it going to, you know?
Oh, they would have had another pitch.
They had a man on base.
All right. I can see where this is going.
The next pitch is a two-run homer. The Giants.
Take the lead.
They move on.
And if the next pitch was a strike and he called it and looking at it, then it's over.
Then it's over the same way.
So
it'd just be better to not enter on a controversial call.
Well, I understand like that, but it was a check swing, and that's a judgment call.
It is.
There's no magic to it. All right, the Eagles lost as expected, but I think performed better than many thought they would. Maybe not.
Mike,
you saw the score, zero faith in Nick Sirianni.
You saw the score, right? 28-22, that's not bad.
You'd think the Eagles played well. No.
It wasn't once that
again,
close.
Once again, Nick Sirianni absolutely abandons the run and... There were fake cheers from the crowd when they handed it to Miles Sanders, and he ran for 23 yards on his second touch of the night.
Well, okay. I didn't watch the game, so you guys are...
One of the main problems that's developing, and I don't like the way it is Jalen Hurts. He's running great, but you will not win in the NFL with a guy quarterback that can runs around.
His accuracy
He had Devontae Smith open twice. He had all kinds of guys open, and he missed them.
His pass accuracy and his decision making, especially on RPOs, where half the time he'll keep the ball, or if it's like a read option, he'll keep the ball when. Clearly, the better option is to hand it to the running back.
The one thing I'll never understand is he will never get under center. Mike, they were down on the one-yard line, right? He was still in the shotgun, running out of the shotgun.
That's a coaching decision.
When you run out of the shotgun from the one, you're handing the ball off at the six.
You've got to get 6 yards there.
If you get the snap at the one, right under the center,
you only have to get 36 inches.
But he's right. But Andrew's right. That's a coaching call.
That's a coaching call. That's not on Jalen.
It's either a bad coaching call or they don't have faith that Jalen Hurts can take a snap. We don't know that yet.
I don't know.
And with Jalen, you saw the same thing kind of at Oklahoma where he was kind of a ball hog, which as a quarterback, yes, you handle the ball on every play, but especially in read option plays, he kept the ball more often than he handed to his running backs, and his running backs at Oklahoma got pissed.
You can't.
How do you think Miles Sanders feels?
You can't do that.
Only
in the
getting
NFL.
four touches last night.
That won't win games in the NFL. That's not.
You can't win games only running the ball with your running backs 7 times a game.
No, can't. Do
That's just not a recipe for success.
Well, you know, that was the concern was what kind of coach we had and whether he had the experience and the knowledge. And, you know, I guess we're finding out.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
And my biggest issue with the coaching staff is that he didn't bring anybody experienced in to help him.
Okay.
Everybody on his staff is first time at their position. There is no experience on this coaching staff.
All right. Well, we will leave it at there because we're a minute and a half away from the game. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, come back. Brian's got scores, updates, and all sorts of fun stuff. And right now the score is Strath Haven 35, Pencrest 0. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to High School Football. High School Football never sounded so good. HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Getting ready to start the second half here in just a moment. Quick score updates from around District 1. Halftime, Academy Park leading 24-10 over Interboro. Downingtown East all over Avengrove and looking to go to 7-1. They're up 21-0. Penridge and CB East in a tight one. They are tied at 7 up in Hilltown. So Penridge trying to knock off the 6-1 Patriots. Tight one here near the bottom of the 5A bracket. Cheltenham and Wissahickon tied at 7. So I had Cheltenham maybe knocking off Wissahickon there, but Wissahickon giving them a battle up in Ambler. Garnet Valley all over Haverford, 42-7 at halftime. Sean Gallagher has 4 catches for 190 yards and 4 touchdowns. The county record's 294 yards receiving. Matt Bundy for Pencrest in 2009 shares that record back when Paul Graham was coaching that 09 team. North Penn all over CB West, 21-0 up in Doylestown tonight at War Memorial. Perk Valley all over Boyertown, 28-0. Radnor, 12. Harrington, 6, a little closer to home. Marple Newtown, 10. Springfield, 0. And Springfield, Monco, and Upper Moreland also 0-0. And here's another, again, maybe affecting the bottom of the 5A bracket a little bit. Sun Valley trailing West, winless Westchester East, 7-0. So if the Vikings get their first win there, Sun Valley's playoff hopes in trouble. Conwell Egan trails Cardinal O'Hara, 14-7. Here, 35-0 Strathaven, and they're getting ready to kick it away and start a what should be a fast-moving second half. Running clock circumstance here as they lead at 35-0. And I have my back turned to you three guys, but you know, not too many laughs and smiles. Maybe you guys should just talk about the Flyers starting tonight. I'm thinking NHL hockey is the way to go at this point. If you're going to talk about Penn State or baseball or the Eagles, Well, look, Strathaven's
about to
start that
second half. Are you talking about the other
football
team in town?
Strathaven, here we go. Leading 35-0, Shankweiler high end-over-end kick to get things started. Gilmore at the three-yard line, comes up the middle, looking for running room, cuts left momentarily, breaks two tackles, and out near the 30-yard line. So the Lions will get things started right there at their 30, moving right to left here as we begin this third quarter. Thanks again to Steve Windsor and Josh Hannum and John Mulhern for joining us at halftime. That was a lot of fun talking to the 2000 state champs, and hope they have a great time tonight. And, again, thanks to the Haven Gridiron Club for spurring this on and getting some of these guys back in town and following the program closely and hopefully setting the bar high for these upcoming current and future players. Nate Harrington in the game at inside linebacker for Chase Barlow. Receivers are split. Backs are split for Chilo from the 30-yard line. Give us to Brennan Cout on first down. Off the left side, gets a couple. Harrington and Austin Connor on the stop. Out at the 33, maybe 34-yard line. So 4 for Cout, who had 34 yards rushing in the first half. So Panthers pitching the shutout thus far.
Well, I tell you, the Pencrest objective here has to be to just keep the ball for as long as they can and hopefully get some points on the board.
63 yards total offense for the Lions at the moment. 2nd and 6. This is Cowd up the middle, and right there again, Jason Williams having a day in the middle. Just a yard.
We have Jason Williams count for tackles yet on here?
We do have it.
Yeah, he's at 6.
Unofficially.
Half dozen tackles already here for Williams.
We do check the film after the game to make sure the tackles are right and everything, because we do it on the spot on the fly here. But, yeah, he seems to be having a monster night.
He's been involved a lot.
Yep. He and Fireball controlling the middle here early in the third quarter. Third and five for Cello, who's back to pass, looking to his left. Now back over the middle. Has completion to Ferry, who's got himself the 40-yard line and a first down. They'll spot it at the 41. Gain of six for the first completion of the night for the Lions, and that'll move the sticks.
Well, that'll give them the ball for another four downs. So that's part of their objective. Just keep ball control. Keep it away from the Panthers. And if we can march down the field in whatever pace, we'll get it done and get some points.
Receivers split. Gilmore to the left. And number 23, Matt Greenlaw, to the right. Backs are split behind Cello on first and 10. From the 41, give off the left side goes Kaut, who ducks under two tackles and picks up a couple. Out to the 43. Brennan Kaut up to 13 carries here. He was the busiest ball carrier last week. 18 carries for 79 yards and a score. And also had a 25-yard touchdown reception to account for all the Lions' touchdowns last week in the 47-14 defeat at the hands of Upper Darby. Here, second down and 8. Backs are split, receivers split. Cello give inside. It's Kaut one more time across the 45, out to the 47. He's tripped up there. They'll put it down at the 47 and brings up third down and 4. We'll try to keep you posted as the second half gets underway in other places around the Delaware Valley. Here, Panthers trying to get the defense off the field. Opponents converting about 45% of third downs coming into tonight. Here's Cello with third down and 4 from his 46. He's going to give it. Count right up nice. The middle. Has some running room, and he meets Sutherland at the 40-yard line. Sutherland does well to stand him up and hang on, but give him 13 more and a Lions first down. Better job blocking up front that time by McCamey and the center, Koya. Nice job there in the middle of the line. Clock ticking down towards 8 minutes here to go in the third. First and 10 from the Strathaven 40. Cello under center. Give is to Burke and nothing doing this time. Mason Green with help from, is that Harrington coming up? Yep, Fuskas. Nothing doing for Burke. Brings up second down and 10 on his fourth carry.
Pencrest is firing off the line a little bit. I'm seeing it starting to see some motion. That particular time, Fuskas just filled almost immediately, so there was no gain. But starting to see some movement for Pencrest off the line.
Second down and 10 from the Panther 40. Cello with split receivers, two backs behind him. He's going to keep it himself. Option look to the left. He's going to keep it across the 35 and down to the 33. Gain of 7. Austin Connor on the stop. Cello, that's his best run of the night. Gain of 7 brings up third and short. So, next week, looking ahead just a little bit for Pencrest. Not going well tonight on the scoreboard. Next week, Ridley at home and then Springfield at home. Panthers, next Friday, senior night, last regular season home game here at George L. King Field, hosting Lower Marion, and then on the road against Radnor. That game will be played at Harrington. Here, timeout for Cello and the Lions offense. We'll take a short timeout with them. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Strathaven up 35-0 on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good, right here at havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Third and about 3 for the Lions. Pencrest trailing 35-0, but trying to get things moving here to start the second half. Inside linebacker substitution here for Strathaven, number 46, Chris Andreos, alongside of Fuskas. In the middle. Give inside and plowing his way for first down here is Burke down to the 28-yard line. Mike Burke picks up 5. And the Panthers defense on their heels a bit here with 6:30 approaching the 6:30 mark of the third quarter.
Andreas got his tackle. That was running right at him.
Ethan Barrar shifted to strong safety tonight. He's played the defensive line pretty much his whole life. And then tonight, he's the safety. He just always seems to know the defense and where be in the right spot, so the Panthers will take it. Here we go. Cello give inside to Burton. Not much doing this time. Nice work getting in there by Fuskas, Williams, and Harrington. They have even lost the guy. They'll give him the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing beyond that. Panthers are up to 295 yards of total offense. Haven't touched it yet here since halftime. 550 and counting to play here in the third. Receivers to either side, two backs behind Cello. Busted play. He's going to keep it and roll to his right himself. He's got some room out there. He's going to bang his way to first down yardage. So making some lemonade out of a lemon there.
Yeah, you went to turn. There was literally nobody there.
Down to the 14-yard line, gain of 13 on the play for Cello, and turn to his right, and you're right, Mike, there was not a back in sight. So it takes it around the end and surprised everybody. Naked bootleg goes for 13 and a first down at the 14-yard line.
Yeah, truly naked, but
yeah.
Bootleg, yeah.
On his own out there. Receivers split, back split again. Cello turns and gives off the right side. Nothing doing for Burke. This is Connor and Andreos on the stop. They get the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. So Burke's had a tough go of it here in the second half. Four carries for just 5 yards on this drive, but still, Lions moving it well. In the Panther red zone here, second down and 10 at the 14-yard line.
Four and a half minutes left in the third quarter, moving very quickly, running clock.
Radnor has stretched their lead on Harrington to 18-6. Here, second down and 10. Pop pass over the middle, complete to the tight end, and the Panthers going to wrap him up. It's Sutherland on the hit, but he is in for the touchdown. Tumbling over the goal line is Matt Ferry on his second catch of the night. Well done there on the delivery. And the Panthers' defense gives up a tough opening drive here coming out of halftime. Nice job there by the Lions converting all that. And I think they're going to end up going for two here. We'll see. All right, so gain of 14 to Matt Ferry, his second catch of the night, the tight end over the middle. Panthers have not had an answer for that yet on this drive. Pencrest will go for two. Two receivers, two backs behind Cello. He's going to roll to his left and be wrapped up immediately. Excellent job filling that time by Austin Connor. Stops him short on the two-point conversion. 35-6 is where your score will stay. All right, stick with us. Be back in just a moment. See what the Panther offense has in store for us when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to High School Football right here at HavenFootball.net.
Third quarter action here, and most of the action so far for the Lions. Nice job there by Pencrest coming out with a 60-yard scoring drive to start things here. 35-6. Pencrest still trails, but some good momentum. Finished there by a 14-yard scoring pass from Nick Cello to Matt Ferry. They connected twice on that drive for 20 yards. So, Kaut has it teed. Ready to go. He'll approach and squib it. It's going to still roll to one of the Panther deep men all the way inside the 25, and now the Panthers have to just fall on top of it. Nice work there. Is that Barlow who just fell on on that? Or no, it's Austin Connor. Okay, Connor falls on it as it rolled around near the 22-yard line or so. Panthers will start there to put it on the 23. So, see what the Panther offense looks like. May see some substitutions here. Milligan's still in the game. Offensive line, maybe going to get one more set of reps here. We'll see who lines up in the backfield. Fuskas over 100 yards in the first half. Barlow at 51. Austin Connor with 27. Wing to the right, two tight ends. And the first down give is to Austin Connor, who will push his way across the 25 out near the 28. Or 27, maybe. Brings up second down and about six. So Connor gets the legs going, gets the clock going. As we are at 3:45 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers leading 35-6, and the clock will run with the exception of stoppages for scoring plays and timeouts. 3:30 and counting to play here in the third. Second down and almost seven. Wing to the left, Austin Connor. Two backs behind Milligan. And the give is to Nate Harrington. Off the left side, Harrington's going to drive the pile near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it.
Well, it sure looks like first down yardage.
Yeah, he's going to pick up six. And Nate Harrington's first tote of the night, I believe, is going to move the chains here. Yep. Put it down to the 33-yard line. Nice work there by the senior Nate Harrington, who's kind of the Swiss Army knife of this team. He comes in pass rush situations. He can play a little linebacker. He's a running back. He's the backup quarterback. He does a little bit of everything. So has him set up now at the 33-yard line, first down and 10. Harrington wing to the right. Connor and Fuskas are the backs behind Milligan. Looking at a nine-man front. This is Connor with some running room. He's going to dance his way for a couple out to the 37. So we'll give him four more.
Connor's a little slow getting up.
That's not good. You do not want any injuries here, and you're right. Connor's going to be... Let's hope this is nothing serious.
The way he's sitting, it's a cramp.
Let's hope so. So, you know what? We'll take a short timeout and see what's happening with Austin Connor and the rest of the Panther offense. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you.
Bringing it back to George L. King Field. Austin Connor off under his own power, so good sign there. Evan Menneker checks into the game in the offensive backfield. And the Panthers now looking at second down and about six from their own 37-yard line. Milligan under center. Wing to the left, and they give it to Harrington, who's got some room off this right side. Gets a block, 45-50. Harrington speeding across the 45, down inside the 40, and all the way to the Pencrest 36-yard line. Longest run of the season for Harrington. 27 yards later, Panthers in business in line territory one more time. Nice work there by Sean O'Donnell to track him down. And the Panther offensive line is going to check out of the game. Excellent job by the big boys up front. Milligan's out of the game as well. Harrington got his long run, and now they're going to say, hey, get under center and take some snaps. He'll be your he'll be your quarterback here. Andreos checks into the game. Makai Clark. Here comes another offensive lineman. Big 75. Will Luthold checks into the game. 59. Carter Law is in there.
Now
they're going to call timeout and give everybody a chance to get set up and not get a delay a game penalty. So we'll keep it right here. Ryan Weinberg in the game at offensive line. Andrew Ensley is in at tight end. It's good to see some substitutions here for Coach Clancy and the Panthers with 1:16 to play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, this is what you want, obviously. If they can score on Pencrest, then they'll score on Pencrest. But the point is, we don't want to run the score up. It's the mercy rule. There's no way to get out of the mercy rule. We're already just about through the third quarter. So the fourth will be just, it's possible. Obviously, Pencrest come back and have another decent drive and score another 6 points, but that won't change the outcome of the game. What are we hearing about Radner?
Radner
25-6.
Yep, 25-6. Radner over Harrington. Haverford has scored again, so 42-14 now. Garnet Valley still leads big in that one over in Glen Mills. All right, here we go. Harrington is your quarterback. Menneker, wing to the left. Mekhi Clark in the backfield. And you're going to get a false start coming out of the timeout. That's about enough to drive a coach crazy. You call timeout to get everybody set and false start. So Panthers will back it up 5 yards and try again. Number 20 is your fullback. That's Marco Kaufman, who's carried it a bunch for the JV team. JV had a good game with Conestoga the other day, tying 6-6.
Yep.
All right. Menneker wing to the left. Clark and Kaufman in the backfield. Two tight end set for Harrington. Turns, gives to Kaufman, and not much doing that time. That was not blocked well up front.
No, and, that was no blocking up front.
Coming in quickly is Liam Stauffer to blow that up, and Kaufman stopped at about the 41-yard line. Brings up second down and about 15. So the clock will continue to tick here. 45 seconds and counting to play here in the third quarter. Hensley tight end to the right, Andreos to the left. Mekhi Clark running off the left side, and he's going to lunge across the 40 down near the 36. Gets most of the penalty yardage back, but not much else. Clark picks up 4, brings up 3rd and 11. Yeah, 3rd and 12, maybe. 23 seconds, 22 seconds, and you know what? That'll do it for the quarter. Coach Dan Schaefer, who's got most of the JV offense in there, he's taking charge of the play calling, it seems, and say, hey, we'll get a drink of water and try this from the other side of the field, and we'll take a break along with them. We've come to the end of the third quarter. Strathaven 35, Pencrest 6. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Jaws. Fourth quarter action ready to begin here. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Thanks again, of course, to Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else with the website on havenfootball.net. Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti, as always, fantastic job with halftime and the stats and spotting. Here we go, third down for the Panthers, 3rd and 11 from the Pencrest 38-yard line. Panthers with a number of underclassmen in the lineup now, leading 35-6. We have a running clock ready to roll here in the start in the fourth quarter. Harrington turns and on the sweep to the right side. This is Evan Menneker, has a little running room, cuts back to his left, and he's down inside the 30-yard line. It'll bring up fourth and about 2, maybe.
Yeah, nice run. Nice clear to the field, and couldn't see from here what the downfield blocking looked like, but obviously Pencrest managed to stop him about 2 yards, about
3 yards short.
3 yards short.
Menneker to the 29. Panthers have 4th and 2 or so. Upcoming here, Menneker, your long snapper. So again, every one of these guys has an important role on this team. And 4th and 2 upcoming here. Harrington is your under center. He's going to keep it himself. Going to turn up the left side. He's got room into the secondary. Harrington pulling away. 15. Cuts back at the 10. The 5 and 8. Harrington, the senior, cashes in from 29 yards out. A career-long touchdown run for Harrington. And the Panthers stretch that lead to 41-6. Well, we just said it. Harrington's kind of your Swiss Army knife. He does a little bit of everything for this team, and nice to see him rewarded with that one.
Well, he did that. Run. I mean, it was a great line blocking, but his eye and vision downfield, he did that a lot of that on his own.
Extra point upcoming. Ball spotted, kick is away, and good. Shankweiler drills it again. He is 6 for 6 tonight. Panthers stretch their lead to 42-6. Be back in just a moment right here on havenfootball.net.
after the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net, for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football, or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football, right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, Strathaven Swiss Army Knife Nate Harrington steps in and rips off a 29-yard scoring run on 4th and 2, and the Panthers lead it now 42-6. Terrific blocking up front by the left side of that line, and an excellent call on the bootleg. Harrington doing a bunch of weaving through the secondary to cash in. All right, Shankweiler, on to kick it away one more time. Standing deep to return. Looks like Cage and number 22, Sean O'Donnell, back there. High and over end kick. It's going to back up. This is actually Gilmore inside the 5 at the 2. Across the 15, 20, runs through an arm tackle and out to the 23-yard line, where he's met by Kaufman, Andreos, and number 42, Sean Henry, all in the neighborhood for the tackle.
I mean, that was good coverage. They were, first of all, it was a very deep kick back to the what, to two, the one, yep. Something very close, and then he ran full steam, and Haven, you know, ran right at him and stopped him at the 22. That, you don't get much better coverage in high school football, you know, that doesn't involve him off than that kind of yardage.
First and 10 for the Lions, moving left to right here. 10:56 to play and counting in the fourth. Cello going to keep it himself off the left side and wrapped up immediately. Nothing doing. It was Cello on the keeper. They spot him maybe a yard, maybe to the 24. All right, nope, back at the line of scrimmage. We'll give it zero. Second down and 10 upcoming here. Nice work by the Panthers. Got some substitutions on defense now as well. Ryan Henry in at linebacker. Glavicek still in there at one corner. Brandon Miller at safety. Ensley up front at the defensive end spot. Here, second down and 10. Cello back split, receiver split. Give off the left side. This is Brennan Cout running through tacklers out across the 30, near first down yardage. I think if they give him the 33, they'll move the chains and give Cout, yep, give him 10 and a first down. So I have Cout for 16 carries now. 57 yards or so, and the clock will continue to tick. 9:45 and counting to play in regulation as they break the huddle. Split to the near side, Mac Greenlaw. Receiver split to the far side as well. Cello with back split behind him. Give is to the second man through. This is Cout, and he'll be tripped up in the backfield. Excellent work there. Is that... turn around, young man. There we go. Okay, number 43, that's Ben Bowen on the stop. Nice work there by the sophomore on the tackle. Gain of maybe a yard for Cout, who's up to 17 carries on the evening. Harrington in the game at defensive line as well. Henry and Chris Andreos joining Bowen and Kaufman at linebacker. Second down and 9. Cello on the keeper to the left side. He's going to go with a late pitch there out to Cout, who is banged quickly just past the line of scrimmage, and then forward momentum gets him maybe the 39. So a short gain for Cout. That pitch was late and deep.
and the Panthers were chasing it extremely well. They had half the team out there running it down, so it was going to go. And the quarterback could have done, I mean, the downside of the pitch is if it went awry, that could have been a disaster. But he could have kept it and probably made as many yards without the pitch.
Good sign for the Panther D there. We heard at halftime that from Steve Windsor and Josh Hannum and John Mulhern just say, you know, we asked what made that defense so good. He said we really just had 11 guys swarming to the ball.
Right.
Like, we really just felt like every guy was going to go make a play on every play. Third down and about 5. Cello, second man through, and ball's loose. Scramble for it. And on top of it is number 46, Chris Andreas. Third turnover of the night for the Lions, and Chris Andreas' first fumble recovery of the season at the varsity level will set up the Panthers first and 10 at the Pencrest 40.
You know, this game probably exemplifies exactly what Pencrest year has been. They're trying, they're struggling, they don't have necessarily the talent they need, and then, of course, as they become fatigued, they get ball turnovers. I mean, the good news is there's been very little in the way of penalties. It's been a good, clean game. But, boy, three turnovers when you're losing to this kind of score, that's just tough.
Quick score updates. Garnet Valley now leading 49-14 over Haverford. Conwell Egan over O'Hara, 19-14. Here, first and 10 from the 40. Gives to Marco Kaufman, looking for running room across the 40, and not much doing once he reached the 36. Nice stop there by O'Donnell and friends. But a gain of four for sophomore fullback. Nice work there by Kaufman. Second down and six upcoming is Harrington jogs in the play. A little over 7 minutes to play here in regulation. Panthers leading 42-6. And Coach Clancy and the Panthers would probably love to see 3-4 yards at a time for the next 6+ minutes.
Absolutely.
And melt this clock. Two tight ends, wing T behind Harrington, who's under center. In motion, Evan Menneker. The give is the fullback. This is Kaufman. One quick cut into the secondary he goes and into first down yardage.
Boy.
Down to the 26, gain of 10.
If he broke that tackle, I got a feeling he would have made it into the end zone. That was wide open green.
Kaufman, very good vision and balance. Again, very quick, shifty cutting. And cuts at top speed. You know, he was at full speed in about three steps. And, again, just doesn't take much to find a seam there when the line's blocking well. All right. From the 26, first and 10 for the Panthers. This is Makai Clark. Stutter step in the backfield, and he'll bang his way down to the 22. Gain of four more for Makai Clark.
Cello loses his helmet on the stop, so he'll have to check out for a play.
Brings in Matt Greenlaw in his place into the secondary. Second down and six upcoming. We'll try to keep you posted if we get other score updates. Still looking for, keep a close eye on Springfield and Marple Newtown. Here, it's second down and six. Kaufman steps away from one man, but into the arms of big number 60. That's Daniel Lee. Gets him to the 20-yard line and not much else. Brings up third down at about three.
So no relation to Marco Kaufman here.
No relation to you, yes.
To me.
Correct, yes. That's right. But third down and about three. Kaufman's been a busy guy at the JV level. And good to see all these guys getting some action here tonight under the lights. Third and three. Harrington, under center. It's Makai Clark off the left side. You're going to get whistles. I think everybody jumped.
Yeah, there was
some movement there before the play. I was waiting for that flag to come in.
Band got going. Maybe they couldn't hear the sound of the cadence. Who knows? But either way, Panthers will go backwards 5 yards, turn this into third down and eight. So we'll see what Coach Clancy drums up as they spot the football back to the Pencrest 25. Inside of 5 minutes to play now in the fourth. Panthers with a third and eight. Menneker talks over the play with Harrington. You've got a T formation here, and now they shift Makai Clark to wing right. Third down and eight. Give on the quick hitter. This is Kaufman up the middle for a couple, maybe down near the 20, but I think he's going to be shy of that. Brings up fourth down and about five. So just three there. Nice work there by Big 79, the senior Connor McCamey, 6'2", 275 in the middle.
I'd run a quarterback, sweep again.
Yeah.
That'll get you 5-6 yards, I think.
Especially with Harrington's speed.
Yep.
Well, we'll see what they come up with here. See if Pencrest is maybe ready for it this time. Wing to the right, Makai Clark. two backs behind Harrington on fourth and five, and they give it to Menneker with running room momentarily, and then he's stopped quickly. He's going to hang on, be dropped, and let's hope he gets up. He went down a little awkwardly. He seems a little worse for the wear, but going to stay in the game, so good sign there. That was an awkward-looking tackle. Panthers turn it over on downs at the 20-yard line. Menneker stopped after just a yard. So Lions will take over. 4 minutes to play here in regulation. They have it at their own 20-yard line, long field in front of them. Panthers up 42-6 and looking to just come out of this one healthy. And Menneker saying, no, I want to stay in the game, but he's going to be overruled by the coaches. Mekhi Clark checks into the secondary along with Dan Lash. Number 56, Cole Miller, in the game at defensive tackle as well. All right. Under center for the Lions is O'Donnell, who's going to keep it off the left side, and he's going to be stopped for maybe, probably no gain there. O'Donnell checks in at quarterback and ends up now looking at second down and 10. So Pencrest just 3 minutes away from falling to 1-8 on the season. Panthers with another substitution. Colin Grafton, the senior, checks in at corner over on the far side. Evan Menneker opposite him on the near side. Brandon Miller is your free safety on second down and 10. O'Donnell under center. Play fake. He's going to keep it himself and maybe a couple. Maybe two or three. And brings up third down again for the Lions. So, as we said, tough schedule upcoming here for Pencrest. Ridley, I mean, both are home games, but still, Ridley and Springfield, no picnic either way. Panthers will have their work cut out for them, trying to come out of this maybe a little healthier than last week. We'll see what they might be able to bring back to the field a week from now against Lower Marion here on senior night. Here, though, third down and about six. O'Donnell, under center, bumps into his own man. He's going to have to keep it himself. And ball came loose late, as they're going to say, mark it down first. Okay. They're going to spot him back at the 28-yard line. Still, I believe, a yard shy of the first down. So O'Donnell has picked up 9 of the 10 yards needed on his last 3 carries. Brings up 4th.
And 2, it looks
and,
like.
Almost, yeah, 2. 4th and 2. 137, 136 and counting to play here. O'Donnell trying to pick up one more first down for the Lions here. Panthers defense trying to get one more stop. Lions with 154 yards of offense tonight. Panthers crack the 400-yard mark again. They sit at 402. O'Donnell under center. He's going to keep it himself. Broken play, but he's going to have himself a first down before he's dragged to the turf by Gavin Pilsen. Out to the 34 he goes, and a gain of 6 for O'Donnell, and that will move the chains on his 4th carry of the evening. Inside a minute to go, I think, Pencrest probably snaps it one more time, Mike.
Yep, I don't think they're going to be in any rush to do anything. They're certainly not throwing dives, bombs or anything to try to get a score on the board. They're just, I think, also willing to go home in reasonably healthy shape.
Yeah.
No heroics.
Radnor leading 25-6 over Harrington as the third quarter ends. Academy Park leading 24-10 at the end of the third quarter.
Big game for Chester tomorrow, too.
Yep.
Huh?
We'll get on that in a moment. Here we go. Probably the last play from scrimmage. O'Donnell turns, hands it off, and he is wrapped up immediately. Harrington and Cole Miller on the stop. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. 14 seconds, 13 seconds, and the players will line it up at midfield. Panthers did what they were supposed to. If you're coaching, watching, or expecting, or prognosticating, 7-1 Panthers now. Wow. They have bounced back, just one loss and 2 weeks to go in the regular season. They are looking pretty solid, aiming for a top 3 or 4 seed perhaps in the 5A playoffs. And they're going to keep the Media Bowl trophy right here on South Providence Road for one more year at least. All right, stick with us. Be back in just a moment for a wrap-up and a preview of next week's game with Lower Marion. Haven on top 42-6 on havenfootball.net.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with havenfootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph, for sending it back. George L. King Field, Strathaven 42, Pencrest 6. Another lopsided victory for the Panthers in the Media Bowl, which has been the case for the last 7 years now. Pencrest, last win in this game was back in 2015, so they'll have to try it again in 2022. As the silver and black go home happy. And over here, again, always a great tradition here. They come over to salute the band and say hello and thank you for all their support during the game. So, Mike, another dominating performance by the offensive line.
Yeah, well, we can't say that we were surprised by any of this. You know, we never want to be very critical of any team that's struggling like Pencrest is. So we don't want to talk too much about the fact that this is... You know, we don't think it's going to be very competitive. We don't this. You know, we don't talk about any of that. Pencrest came out and gave it everything they had. There's no doubt about it. They practiced all week. They tried to come up with a scheme that would work. They, in fact, scored once on their own merit with both first-string clubs in there, so it's absolutely a legitimate score. They marched the length of the field when they got the ball at the beginning of the second half and got their 6 points. It's just, you know, they're just overmatched when they come up against Strathaven. Strathaven played well. Both teams played clean. Very few penalties. You know, Pencrest did lose, give up the ball 3 times, one with an interception, 2 fumbles. That they have to work on, obviously. But other than that, by and large, it was, you know, what was expected. Haven had a good game going into Lower Marion next week. Pencrest hopes to improve, find some kind of formula that they can get some success out of.
Well, Panthers, again, will go home happy. We'll go home 7-1. And, again, we'll keep you posted throughout the weekend and in the days ahead. We'll probably do another playoff projection late next week. But right now, there's potential surprises, or at least some of those competitive games are awfully close. Quick update, Marple Newtown Springfield now. Tigers leading Springfield 10-7. Springfield's so on the close. Board late in the third quarter, so we'll hopefully tune in on MarpleNewtownFootball.com. Tiger Radio Network will be covering that one. We'll maybe check that out on the ride home and beyond. So, you know, again, looking forward to a couple more good weeks of solid regular season high school football. And then from there, let's see where the playoffs take us. I think at the very least, we can say now with this 7th win tonight, the Panthers will have at least one home game. They will open here at George L. King Field regardless of what happens in the next 2 weeks. Beyond that, let's see what happens over the next 2 weeks. You could be lining yourself up for quite a run here on the home turf. So for Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulgenetti, thanks again for a terrific broadcast. For our special guests at halftime, and congratulations one more time to the 2000 state champions, those alumni here tonight, and to John Mulhern, Steve Windsor, and Josh Hannum for joining us. That was fantastic. Thanks again to Pat Clancy for getting us set up here on the home turf. And thanks again to the Panthers and Lions for a wonderful effort in the Media Bowl. The Panthers raise the Media Bowl trophy high in front of us. We'll try it again next week. Signing out, Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play tonight. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.